Hey, 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 good to have you here. No, we're not having a Carpenters retrospective today, but you are on The Life of Ben. And I grew up listening to the Carpenters, came across them today, I said, I just gotta play them. Actually, I thought of it because our last email we had from Ken got me thinking about my trips to Vermont and driving cross-country. And I remember driving cross-country with my two sisters and my dad in the car, singing our own version of this Carpenter's classic, except instead of being on top of the world looking down on the creation, we sing on top of your nose looking down into your nostril. Hey, well, I never said it was a classic, but we sure enjoyed ourselves. If you want to hear it sometime, leave me a message. Maybe I'll even sing it for you. Talk about embarrassing. But it was on my mind, thought I'd play it for you. I was looking at my calendar today and was shocked when I realized how close Christmas is. I don't even have all my Christmas goodies done, so after school today, I was a chocolate fiend. I was making chocolate-covered Rice Krispie treats and chocolate-dipped Oreos and all sorts of good treats. Nothing like waiting to the last minute to get things together. I think that's what I'll be doing every day this week. I look, you know, it's a fun thing for me to do every year, and I hope you guys out there enjoy getting it. Last year, I took a lot of flack for not writing up a little story about the different concoctions I put together. I'll try to get that done this year. You never know, I'm starting at the last minute again. I'll do the best I can. This year, in honor of Hannah's Bat Mitzvah, all of the chocolates are going to be vegetarian. No animals will be harmed in any way in the processing of these chocolates. Not vegan, mind you, but vegetarian. And I even went so far as to ask the farmers to be extra gentle as they're milking the cows to make the chocolate. So, Hannah, I hope you appreciate it. Well, believe it or not, I have Rachel sitting right next to me today. She agreed with just mild arm twisting, come talk with us a little bit, because I was curious to hear a little bit more about her weekend and the time spent in the pine forest with the school forest. So, Rachel, good to see you today. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Ben.
So it must have been a long weekend for you.
It was really long.
And cold.
Yes. Friday and Saturday, I got probably a combined 3 hours of sleep.
Well, that's more than you need, isn't it? So what were you doing instead of sleeping?
I was staying up in the freezing cold around a bonfire with school forest.
So staying up all night long in the freezing cold, and is that in some sense considered fun?
Yeah, it is fun.
What's fun about it?
I don't know.
The freezing cold part or the not sleeping part?
Well, it's fun to be with all your friends.
So what did you guys do all night?
We played games in the woods and heard crazy stories around the fire.
What was the best story someone told?
Elliot told his version of the Grinch, but instead of a Grinch, it was a Jew man.
So how the Jew man stole Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice in the holiday spirit?
And the main character was Adam,
of course, a
fellow school forester.
Adam seems to be the butt of a lot of Elliot's stories and jokes, isn't he?
Yes.
So, was the purpose of this weekend just to go out and have a good time?
Well, all year we plant, at the beginning of the year we plant pine trees and we take care of them during the year. And then we sell the ones that are big enough during our festival.
And how many trees would you say you sold over the weekend?
A lot. We sold about $3,000 worth.
Wow.
And each tree was normally between $20 and $35.
So if each one's about $30, $3,000 divided by 30 is about...
I'm not doing the math.
Easy mental math. About 100 trees?
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's fantastic. Did you have a goal?
No. Better than last year.
And what did you do last year?
Only like $1,000, but that's because it was only one day, and it was rainy and
last
muddy.
Year, yeah, I remember it was miserable, and you guys didn't stay the second night last year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had better weather this time.
We got to sleep in a teepee.
In a teepee. With a bonfire in the teepee or outside the teepee?
Yeah, inside. We had a little one in the teepee.
Didn't get smoky in there?
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't breathe.
But it kept you warm.
Yeah.
So did you spend the night in the teepee or outside?
Well, we went to bed in the teepee, mm-hmm. but we spent the night outside.
Now, what was the highlight of the weekend for you? Why do
Something
you laugh?
Called the Fun Run.
The Fun Run. Would you like to tell us about that?
If you really want me to.
Sure.
Okay. Well, the second morning, this is a tradition. All the guys, and if girls want to, they can, but they don't normally. They take off all their clothes except their boxers, their hat, their gloves, and their shoes. And they run to the Pine Forest, which is, I don't know, like a mile there and back. Maybe. Not that far. And then that's it.
So if I'm thinking about this correctly, here it is early, early, early in the morning, freezing cold, and you have people doing a mile run in just their boxers with hats and gloves on?
Yeah.
And if I recall correctly, is your brother in the school forest this year as well?
Yeah.
And did he participate in the fun run?
He participated.
In his boxers?
Yes.
In a freezing morning?
In okay. like 10-degree weather.
Okay. And this is a school-sponsored event?
Yeah.
I see.
Should I tell them about someone... Some special person?
Did someone forget the boxers part?
Yes. Okay. Someone came around the corner from the fun run wearing no boxers at all. He had his boxers on his head.
Maybe his hat was somewhere else?
No.
No?
No. And there were parents there.
Well, maybe we could refer him to the school psychologist.
That would probably be a good idea.
So, Rachel, you are in... Ossifer.
Yes.
For the school force. What does that mean?
An ossifer is basically an officer. They just came up with ossifer for some reason.
And what's your job as an ossifer?
We try to make it fun, and we organize everything and go shopping for all the food that people eat and buy the baby trees and organize the spring trip, which is the summer trip, which is the best part.
The best part of the whole year is a summer trip?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Do you like being an ossifer?
Yeah, it's fun. Okay.
And did all the ossifers stay over the weekend as you so diligently did?
No.
What
they were
happened
lame.
To them?
They didn't show up or they just didn't come.
Should we call them mean evil names?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you want to call a name?
I don't want to. They no. might listen.
They
to
might
the show.
Listen. Okay. So just everybody who didn't show up and was supposed to, consider this your name-calling period.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you going to go for your school trip this year? I didn't mean your school trip. I mean your school forest trip.
This year we're going to go to Hocking Hills.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be nice for some hiking there.
Mm-hmm. And good. We're going to do a zip line.
Ooh, fun. Have you done that before?
Nope.
It's exciting. Mm-hmm. Hope you don't mind heights.
Nope.
I don't think Grandma M would do it.
Probably not.
Zach would. Would Bree and Sarah?
Yeah.
You think so?
I don't know.
Don't know?
No.
It'd be fun to try sometime. Rachel, thanks so much for coming to talk with us tonight.
Thanks.
It was great to have you here.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That clock represents the passage of time here at Life of Ben. Well, I just got finished having my butt handed to me in Boggle by my daughter. I just can't seem to get her in that game anymore. Good thing... Boggle's just for amateurs. I'm going to have to see if she can do it on a Scrabble board as well. That's the real game. So, Rachel, you got lucky with this one.
Tell the score.
The score? No, I'm not telling the score. You can tell the score if you want to. I want to keep my dignity here. It was a close game. We'll just say that, okay? Well, this weekend, Rachel's going to Washington, D.C. with a friend of hers, Amelia. They are going to have a wonderful time there. I think they're planning on seeing some museums and visiting the Capitol building and seeing the White House and having a wonderful time. I'm sure they are going to enjoy themselves when she comes back. Hopefully we will hear how her trip went. And Jacob this weekend has his first official basketball games, at least ones that aren't scrimmages, and they have two very tough teams this weekend. One game on Friday and a game on Saturday, and I think you might have a soccer scrimmage on Saturday, too. So there should be a lot to talk about this weekend. Well, that about wraps up this edition of Life of Ben. Thanks for joining us. Love to hear from everybody out there. Send me a line at btziff@yahoo.com or leave a message, comment right here on podcast. Enjoy the evening, and we'll catch you next time. Later.